Welcome to the class. Namaste, everybody. Sima, can you go ahead with the chant?
Yes. Vakratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirviknam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
So Nirvignam it is, G, not Kha. Right?
Nirvignam.
So, yeah, wonderful. Nirvignam. So far we have seen vowels, consonants, and we are going to see Samyukta Akshara today. Samyukta means conjunct consonants. So the conjunct consonants is one, and another one is consonants united with vowels, which is Swarayukta Vyanjanani. So you know what a Swara is. You know what a Vyanjana is. Swara means vowels, and the Vyanjanam, Vyanjanani is plural form of Vyanjanam. Okay, so Vyanjanani means consonants. So Swara Yukta Vyanjanani, consonants united with vowels, and Samyukta Vyanjanani, so where consonants get conjunct with another consonant, so they are known as conjunct consonants, where two or more consonants are joined together. So we'll try to cover as much as possible today. So with this, we will be finishing off the vowels and consonants or the letters. So post which we'll have to just have a bit of writing practice, that we will do it offline even. Maybe in WhatsApp record, voice notes or something of that sort. And then we can get into spoken Sanskrit. So any doubts with alphabets taught so far, vowels and consonants? If not, I'll get into this. Okay. Alright. So I will just share my screen now. I hope it is visible to all of you. So we'll just revise quickly whatever we have seen in the last class. Like, we tried to understand consonants united with vowels. Please note down, it is known as Swara Yukta Vyanjanani. I can write it here for you. Swara Yukta means swara joined together. It has to be a single word. Swara Yukta Vyanjanani.
Vyanjanani.
Okay, so you can see swaras in a row, first row, and consonants in the column here. So they're going to just join together. If the consonant is devoid of a swara, like if you don't have a swara sound at the end, it will sound like ik, k, g, g. So it will be really hard to pronounce just the consonant. So we take help from a vowel and make it a letter. Ik and a. I'll just show you. Ik and a is kha. Ik a is kha. Now, Liliana, can you try to finish off the first row again this class? Like, we will just go through this entire table once again. Just the kavarga. Liliana? Liliana, can you please unmute and talk? Okay, Rosario, would you like to try?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ka. Ka. More?
you do like ik plus a kha.
Ik, yes, ik plus a kha.
Okay, one second. I say ik to, in order to make you hear it properly, it's actually ik plus a, not ik. The u sound should not come technically.
Okay. Ka. Ka. Ka.
No. Ik plus a ka.
Ka. Yes.
Say this letter once.
Yes.
And all the vowels one by one, and then you say the end.
Yes. Ik plus a ka.
Yeah.
Ik plus a ka.
Wonderful.
Ik plus I ki.
Ki.
Ik plus I ki.
Ik plus I is ki.
Ki. Ik plus u ku.
Wonderful.
Ik plus u ku.
Good.
Ik plus r kr.
Kr.
Yes, kr.
Kr. Yeah. Kr.
Kr. Like Krishna, right? Kr.
Yeah, like Krishna.
Kr. Okay. Kr. Ik plus r r double r.
Kr.
Kr. Kr.
Kr.
Ik plus what is that?
L.
L.
Kl.
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 Okay. Ik plus a k.
Wonderful.
Ik plus I kai.
Wonderful.
Ik plus o ko.
Wonderful.
Ik plus au kau.
And you can also say this. Ik plus am.
Ik plus am kam.
And ik plus aha.
Ik plus aha kah.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Seema, can you go ahead and do the next varga? Kha.
Ik plus a.
No, it's not kha. It's ik plus a. That is actually hard to pronounce when it is aspirated. So can you can skip the k portion? You just say kha kha.
K kha kha. Ki ki ki. Or I should say separate them first.
No, you need not, because
okay,
for first row, reciting ik is easy, but
yes,
for
yes,
aspirated sir. Sounds, it's tough.
Okay. Ka, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, kr, kl, ke, kai, ko, kao,
kao.
Khau. It is. Kho. Khau.
Kha.
Kha.
Ki.
Khau.
Ki. Ku. Ku. Ko. Khau.
No. You said kha kha. Ki ki. Ku ku. Kh. Kh. Kl. Khe. Khai. Kho. Khau. You have these many, right? Yeah, go ahead. Are you there? Seema, can you do it once again?
Ka, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, kr, kr, kl, ke, kai, ko, kao.
And Anuswara and Visarga, can you try?
Ka, kaha.
Okay, I'll show you. No.
anuswara is
oh sorry
so instead of ik now replace ik k plus am will be
kham kaha
wonderful kaha that's great
kaha
okay yeah this next Monica would you like to try the next row guro gavarga ga
okay ga ga
wonderful
gi gi
great
gu
yeah
gr gr ki ke kai
no it's not ke kai it's ge gai
ge ge gai
yeah
go gau
and anuswara visarga
Do you have another picture?
No, you try yourself. This is ig, right? So this will be
gum.
Wonderful. And similarly,
gum.
Visarga.
Ga. Ga.
No, ga is the first G? One. One second.
Ga.
So you have to.
Okay.
One minute. You said ig plus am is gum, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is anuswara. Now you should say similarly for visarga, the one I am showing it in the screen. G plus aha.
Ga. Gaha.
Wonderful. No, correct. It's gaha. Like ik plus aha is kaha, ig plus aha will be gaha.
Gaha, gihi.
No, that's it. No. You can, it is just for understanding I have kept it. You can do it as a homework later on, once we are done with
okay.
it. Because this is more with the sound and, you know, the way you write it. Even though I explain you a number of times, you'll have to practice offline for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. That will be... or see how to make it clear. So is it clear to you? Gaga, gigi, gugu, gr, gr, gl, ge, gai, go, gau, gum, gaha.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Jessica, can you do the next one?
Ga, gha.
Wonderful.
Ghi. Correct.
Yeah, it's correct. Go.
Oh, Gaha.
Wonderful. That's great. Okay, so the next one would be Nga. Nga, I think, anybody wants to try Nga if you are sure about the pronunciation? John, do you want to try?
The Nga?
Yeah, go ahead. Nga. Nga.
Nga. Nga.
Wonderful.
Ni. Ki.
No, it's not ki. It's ni ni.
Ni ni.
No, it's not ni. You said nga, right? Nga nga ni ni.
Nga nga ni ni.
Ngu ngu.
Ngu ngu.
Ngru ngru.
Sorry. Oh, again.
Ngru ngru.
Ngru ngru.
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 Nghe ngai.
Nghe ngai. Ngo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ngao.
And anuswara visarga?
Ngam.
Mm-hmm.
Ngaha.
That's great. Awesome. Wonderful. Printed text.
All right, so who is next? Mary, you want to try or your internet is not that great? Okay, I think she left. All right. Liliana, are you there? You have unmuted, but I'm unable to hear you. Okay. So, yeah. So similarly, we'll have to do for Chavarga, Tavarga, Thavarga, Pavarga, and Ya, Ra, La, Va, Sha, Sa, Saha. I would like all of you to do a homework of Chavarga and Tavarga. And all the Vargas, of course. Cha, Ta, Ta, Pa. Then Yara, Lava, Sha, Sa, Saha. And show me. If not, I will help you out. Okay, just try to make the chart in a very similar manner. So write Kak, Cha, Cha, Chi, A, E, E on top. Cha, Cha. Jha, jha, nya on your left side as a column, form a nice matrix and try to finish it off within a day or two, so that if you stuck up, I can help you out before the next class, by which we will not waste much time. Okay. Would you like to do another varga today, or you can do it as a homework? I want every one of you to say if it is okay to do it as a homework or you want to do it now. Either way, I'm okay with it.
I can try if you...
Yeah, yeah.
Do, yeah?
So I'll just write the...
Chavarga?
Letter here. Not the entire varga.
Cha, cha.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes.
Correct.
Cha, cha. Chi, chi.
Wonderful.
Chu, chu.
That's great.
Shr.
Wonderful.
Shr.
Yeah.
Che.
No, chai. There is lu. Slu. Slu.
Lu. Lu. Chru. I'm not sure. Chru.
Slu.
Chru. Chru.
It's ch plus lu. Slu.
Chru. Chru.
Yeah.
Che. Chai. Cho. Chau.
Mm-hmm.
Cha, cha.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So it was Rosario, right?
Yes.
That's great. So remaining, you can do it as a homework, as already people have texted me.
Okay.
I want both, Jessica. It would be really great if you can write a table as well as audio if you're comfortable in pronouncing. If not, just let me know. I can help you out in how to do it.
Okay. Okay, thank
you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Excuse me, so, the audio is sent it via WhatsApp?
Sorry?
For the homework, if we do an audio, do we send it via WhatsApp, the homework?
Yeah, yeah. WhatsApp would be better. Or even if you send it by email, that's also perfectly fine.
Okay, thank you.
Whichever is comfortable to you, all right? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So far, whatever we have seen is known as Swara Yukta Vyanjanani, as I said. So, next, what we are going to see is Samyukta Vyanjanani. Just note it down. Samyukta Vyanjanani. Samyukta Vyanjanani. So, Samyukta Vyanjanani will be vowel, consonant and a consonant together. Okay. So, for example, you know the first Varga, Kavarga has ik in it. Right? So, now what happens here is, ik and ka joins together. That will become ik.
ik. So you'll have both the half sound and a vowel sound of ka. So similarly, ik plus ka will be there. So we will just randomly see a few. I'll just write it. This is ik. And this is ta. And let ik be there. Na. Ik. And ya. I'll send a table for this. For now, just for practice and to understand, I'm just going with this. So we will go to the next one. Ig. Plus. No. Okay, we'll try to recite this. Rosario, can you try this one? Ik plus ta.
Yes. Ik plus ta is ta, like vakta. Right?
Yeah, very nice. Vakta.
Gupta.
So it will be ikta, ikta.
Yes, it's hakka, it's hakka, ta. Okay, ta.
Okay, vakta is a very good example. And even in yukta, samyukta, here, ibi, this is sa, aswara is yum,
yes,
yu, ikta,
yukta.
Samyukta. There also we have got ikta.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Samyukta.
Right? Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Seema, would you like to try the next one?
Ikna.
Ikna. Wonderful. It's ikna. Okay.
Ikna.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Yeah. Who is next? Monica, can you try the next one?
Ikya.
Kya. Kya. It's not ikya, it's kya.
Ah, ah. Yeah.
Kya. I'll just write and show you as well, so that. So this will be ikna. Na. And this will be kya. Alright? Yeah. Great. Jessica, can you try the next one?
Nya.
This
one. Nya?
No, this is this letter it is.
Ignya. Ignya.
Igna. Igna.
Igna. Igna. Igna.
So if you see okay, that is Vigna. Here do you see Nirvigna? Nirvignam. This is aspirated gna. So without aspiration, if you try to write it, it will be gna. Is that clear?
Yes.
So it has to be written like this. So, from this, there are two things that we have to understand. One is, a consonant can join with a consonant. Most of the letters, you will be encountering it as we learn it. Even vyanjanani, it is vya, which is ivu plus ya, vya. So, written like, this is iv plus ya. I'm sorry, it looks like cha somehow. So this is ya. So that becomes vya. So the second thing that has to be known is how to write it. For example, this is also ik. So whenever a consonant has to come in middle of the word, you will be using this. As she said, vakta va ikta. So I'm using a half ik here because it's a samyukta word. It's not a complete letter. For vak, for that, wherever it comes in the end, I'll be using a full ik, as in the kavarga. So there are two ways always to write it. For each and every letter it applies. For example, if you want to write ich, you can write either this way or just this in if it comes in the middle of the word. So this is very important to know, so that you'll not stuck up when it comes all of a sudden in the mid of the word. Okay. So similarly, we have got many other samyukta vyanjanani. I have listed it down as much as possible. I will send it to you, or I'll just click a picture and send it to you in WhatsApp. Probably each one of you can try and see if you're comfortable reading it. I'll do it right away so that you can practice here only. At least 50 of that, so that it will be really easy for you to understand it. So I've sent one. I hope all of you have received it. Yeah?
Yes, I'm receiving something.
Yeah. Open that and so that you can try to read it here. No.
Did you send by email?
No. I sent in the group now. Do you want me to send it in the email?
I'm just trying to find where it is in the group.
I just sent it. It will be only in the last.
Where do we find that?
Just open the group, then you'll be able to see
it. I found it in the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Oh, in WhatsApp. Okay, thank you.
Monika, can you start and try to do it? Like we did k, t, n. You can do from 4, 5, 6, you can do now. Monika, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, please go ahead and do 4, 5, 6.
Only to do the 4? Okay.
No, first 3 we are done already.
Ma?
No, it's not kama, it's ik plus ma.
Ik plus ma? Kama.
It's not kama, it's kuma. Kuma.
Okay. Yes. Kuma.
Kuma.
Ik plus. Yeah. Yeah. Kya?
Wonderful.
Ik plus that is l or I
la
I,
la.
La. Ik plus la kla.
Wonderful. Ik. That's great.
And yeah. That's it, or I do that?
Yeah, that much is fine.
Great attempt. I appreciate it. Jessica, can you do the next three or four of it?
Excuse me, Soumitra ji. Did you send it now? Because I didn't receive it in WhatsApp.
I sent it now in the WhatsApp group.
Okay. I cannot see it now.
Who is talking?
It's me, Seema. Sorry.
Oh, all right. If not, I'll just send you separately. I sent to a personal chat as well. I hope you have received it now.
Yes, I saw it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, Jessica. You can go ahead now.
Okay. I'm sorry. From where? From which number?
From Ikka plus V.
Ikka plus B?
Yeah.
Sorry, which number?
Seven. Number seven. Okay.
Kva.
Wonderful.
Plus va. Kva.
Nice. Yeah. Next one.
Kha. Ik. Plus ya. Kya.
Great.
Ig. Plus na. Gna.
Gna. That's great. Yeah. Can you also do the 10th one so that we'll finish that? Till
sure.
That.
Ig plus.
It's da.
Da?
It's aspirated da.
Da?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the cerebral or the dental?
Which one are you asking?
Da? Is that cerebral or dental? It's dental, right?
Okay. Yeah, that is dental. You can see it here.
Ig plus dha.
Yeah, go
dha.
Ahead. Dha. Dha.
Dha.
Okay, yeah, great. It's great. Rosario, can you try the next few? Say 5.
Yes.
10 to 11 to 15.
11? Okay.
Yeah, 11 to 15.
Yes. G. G. Plus N, G-N.
Wonderful.
G plus N, G-N.
Wonderful.
G plus J, G.
Great.
G plus L, G.
It's L, it's not L.
Plus La. G plus La, G-La.
Yeah.
G plus V.
V.
V. Gua.
Gua. So remember, if there is a tail at the end, that has to be pronounced without the support of vowel.
Okay.
So the moment you see a tail at the end of k or g, it has to be ik and ig only.
Okay.
Only if you write it without a tail, it is ik plus a then.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes in anywhere in the middle of the word, then like this, I mean, this is k, this is just ik, you don't have this, then that is also k, but in the middle of the word. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. I hope it's clear to you now, or you've got any doubts?
No.
All right. Yeah, that's great. Seema, can you do 16 to 20?
Okay. It's g.
G. G. G.
G. And na.
Yeah.
Gna.
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 Yeah, great.
And ch. Ch.
Ich. Ich. Not ich.
Ch. Ich. And ch. Ich. Ich. Yes.
Ich plus cha, cha.
Ich. Yes. Then, ich and going to have
ch
ch
aspirated ch, ch that is ch ch. So the ch sound has to be subtle and the ch sound has to be aspirated.
Yeah.
Okay. Ch ch
ch.
Yeah. In 19th.
Ich and I forgot.
Ma.
Ma. Yes. Icha and ma. Chama.
Chma.
Chma.
Yeah.
Ich and it was sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Icha and ya. Chia.
Wonderful. Okay, just explore two different consonants, memorize it, so that it will be easy for you. So once you're finished memorizing the consonants properly, vowels nicely, really, you can start reading really better. Okay?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Okay. Johan, would you like to try 21 to 25?
And this will be yeah.
Okay. You can see this and see where it comes. Ch 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 nya.
Yeah. Nya and
nya
cha.
Plus ch. Nya cha. Nya cha.
Nya cha.
N sound has to be come. So nya's half will be n ch. That should be a nasal tone. Anyhow, will not be coming across this particular samyukta often, so you can take time to practice it.
Okay.
So the last one is it plus ya. T plus ya.
Plus the fifth is what?
T plus ya.
T plus ya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is that clear?
Yeah.
That's great. Liliana, would you like to try 26 to 30? I'm not able to hear you, Liliana. Okay. I think you've got some problem that you've texted me. I'll do the next five for you. So, 26th is D. So, D. This D. Plus, Ya, Dya. D. Plus, Ya, Dya. Which is 27. 28th is N. N. Plus, T. N. T. N. Plus, Nth n plus da nda. So these all comes under samyukta vyanjanani. So rest of the things you can just record it and send it to me, so that I'll see if the pronunciation is better. So now another variation or another portion to be know is you
are familiarized now with this letter. Ra, Repa, we call it. We don't pronounce it ra. We call it Repa, which means ra. So, yeah, I'll just open a new slide now. So when this ir, okay, this is known as Repa. Is joined with any letter like k, that becomes rk. So similarly, it joins with every letter. Okay. And again, there are two variations in this. One will be Repa precedes any consonant. So in that case, you will be using this on top of the letter, is used above the succeeding consonant. So now the K here is the succeeding consonant. Rosaria, you want me to do the 26th again? It will be dia. Id plus ya dia. Okay, so Repa plus any consonant will be having this kind of curve on top of the letter, on in the sense on the preceding consonant. So this should be pronounced irka. So you know a, right? This is a k followed by this. So how it should be read? Arka. A irka. Arka. Okay. So another variation will be the consonant first now, and then Repa is going to follow it. It will take a form like first write the consonant, then write a cross line at the bottom of it, like a diagonal line, which will be kra. This is kra. So similarly, for every letter, every consonant, this will come. Okay. So this also you can practice for random letters, whichever you want. Okay. I will just show a few more of both the variations so that we can practice it here only. So what I did was, sorry. Okay. So Repa, the tail plus k, it will be irka. The Repa should be first pronounced, and then the letter k or the consonant should be pronounced. If it is the other way around, like the consonant first and then the Repa, it will be kra. Always also notice that here it is ir and here it is ra. Here the consonant is a complete consonant and not with a vowel, not with the support of the vowel, but here the Repa is in the form of a consonant. Ir plus ka, ik plus ra. So it's reverse of it. And how do you use it? Now we will quickly see a few more. Let the Repa continue here. I'm using ga and cha and then ja and what else we can use ma. Okay, now I want all of you to try both, like Repa plus G and G plus Repa. I will write and show it for you. So, Rosaria, can you try the first one? I mean, the second one here in the screen.
Which one? The second?
Yeah, repa plus g.
R plus g.
Gr. Yeah. No, irg it will be, okay. Not gr.
Irg. Gr.
Like repa plus g is irg. Okay.
Irga.
Like arga. It will be like arga, where
arga.
You will write arga. The letter arga. And put a curve on top of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Arga.
So here it will arga. Be. Yeah. Ig.
Yes.
Plus r.
Yes. Arga. This is
no. This gr. Is arga. It's arga.
This is arga.
This
okay.
One.
First is this one, and second the R. First
yeah, is Iga plus Ra here.
Iga plus Ra, mm-hmm. And pronunciation is Urga. I turn first R and then G, right?
No, I don't understand which one are you doing. Left or right?
Yes, left. Okay. G.
You're doing this, right?
Okay, this. Okay. R plus G. Urga.
You're doing this, right? The one I've underlined.
This one. The, which one? The.
See, I've divided it into two parts, right?
Okay.
This is number one.
Yes. And second.
And this is number two.
Okay.
Which one are you doing?
The number one.
Okay. It is ir plus
g. R plus g.
It's not g. It is g. It is a full consonant.
Yes.
I told you, right? Here it is full.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
R plus g. G. R g.
G. That's great. Now do this. Second portion.
Second. G. No.
G. This is here it is G, g. Not G.
Naga plus R.
No, here it is R. It is not Ir.
It is R. Okay.
Here it is Ir.
G.
Here
g.
It is R. R.
R.
I mean.
R. Oh, okay. R. G plus R.
One second. You're saying ga plus ra. It is ig plus ra. Please note there is a tail here, which means it is ig, not ga.
Ig.
Do
okay.
do you understand what I'm trying to
plus
say?
Ra.
Here
yes.
The repa is ir. Okay.
Okay.
And the other consonants are full consonants. It is not ik g ch. It is ka, ga, cha, ja, ma. Only the repa is half. Okay? But here,
ga?
The repa is full. It is R. But rest of the letters are all half letters. It is not a complete
okay.
Letter.
I understand. It's
yeah.
Because
it is without vowel.
In the second area, you put a line down the ga.
Yeah,
yes.
That's correct.
Then
that becomes ig.
Okay. Okay. G plus ra.
Mm-hmm.
Gra.
That's
right?
Great.
No.
Ig plus?
Yes.
Ra. Ig plus ra will become gra.
Gra.
So you have to write ga and from here a
gra.
Line.
Okay.
Gra.
Like grammar.
That's yeah, yeah grammar. It's wonderful.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great, yeah. So, Seema, can you do the next one?
Yes.
Again, you have to take this letter. Can you pronounce this?
R.
Plus?
And cha.
Yeah.
Urcha?
Yeah, it will be urcha as in archa. Archa means doing
archa.
Puja. So the urcha is like this,
urcha.
Okay? Yeah.
Urcha and tra.
Yes, that's great. Can you pronounce it in a proper manner?
Yeah. Ch.
Yeah.
And ra.
That's great.
Tra.
So you have to write cha and then a line. It will be tra.
Tra.
That's great. Yeah. Monica, can you do the next one?
Okay. So, plus ja.
Mm-hmm.
Rja.
Yeah, rja.
Rja.
That's great. And here it will be?
Java.
No, it's jet.
Jirva. It's difficult for me to pronounce.
Which one? This or this?
No, the second one is difficult for me to pronounce.
No, second one, you go by the kramam or the, how to say it. Ij, first say ij plus ra.
Ij plus ra.
So like chra, this will be? Jra.
Jar.
Jra.
I don't know, it, the A keeps slipping in jra. Okay, but I get it. I get it, but I cannot pronounce it well.
Can you say ra?
Ra.
Jra.
Jra. Jra.
Yeah. Jira, okay. Jira, 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 that's it.
Jira.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, is that clear to you? Like how you reverse and how the pronunciation differs totally?
Yes.
That's yes. Great, yeah.
Thank you.
Good, yeah. Monica, can you do the next one?
Okay. Prma.
Yeah, can you say it letter by letter so that others can also follow it up properly.
Ir plus ma.
Mm-hmm.
Ma.
Wonderful.
And then ma plus.
No, it's not ma, it's im.
Ma is m. M. M plus ra.
Mm-hmm.
Mra. Mra.
Wonderful. Mra. That's great.
Mra. Mra.
Yeah. So, okay. John, can you do the one more? Like I'll give you. Wait, just give me a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, you can do the. Do you see it?
Ra?
No, that is not ra.
This is ra.
Here it is half sound, so how will you pronounce it? Can you read this?
Nisha. Which one?
Can you do this?
This is ra?
That is not ra. See, I told you this is ra. Now if I put the tail here, then what will that be? I've written it here. See, when it is this, you call it kha, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I put a tail, you call it
ikha.
So ra will be
kra.
Nope. You just read this alone. We have been doing this. Everyone has said it, right? Can you read this at least? I've written it in English here. I R. What is this?
Ira.
That's it. This is ra. If I put a tail, that is ir.
Ir. So, ira, plus ta,
it's da,
da, idra.
No, can you do the first one which I did?
The idra, ira plus ka, kra.
No, it's not kra. Rosaria, can you help her to understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Explain her, like how it should actually come.
Okay. Shall I read the Ardha?
No, this one. Like, explain her how we should understand it.
Plus ka, ardha, like karma. Yes?
No, karma will be irma. No. You're doing this.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Urka. Even if you want to explain with the help of this, you can do it.
Okay. First the R and second the K. The K. Urka. Yes?
Do you understand, John?
Don't really.
No, sorry.
See, there are two ways of representing. This is ir and this is ra. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Right? And here it is da, it is id here. Okay?
Okay.
So in one portion, the repa or ra is half. While in the other one, the consonant is half. Okay. Hello.
What you mean? I'm a little bit lost.
See, this is a repa or ra. Okay. This is ir. You understand the difference, right?
Yeah.
So to your left, where I have marked it 1, the entire repa is in this form, which is ir. Okay? And the consonant that is followed by ir is a full consonant, which is da, ma, fa, ga, cha, cha.
Yeah.
Why? In the second section, the repa is full, but this consonant is id, without the vowel support. So because of this, the pronunciation changes. Okay? So when the repa is full form, it will be taking this form, this pronunciation. Now I'll do this. You try this. Ir plus ma is irma. I'm pronouncing repa first. Ir. Then I say ma. So that becomes irma.
Okay.
So how will you do this? Ir plus da.
Irda.
Yes, that's it. Irda.
Okay.
So you have to first write the repa and then the dakara. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Can you try to do all of these now? Ir plus ka, irka.
Iru plus ka ilka.
Mm-hmm.
Iru plus ka ilka.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Iru plus cha.
Mm-hmm.
Ilcha.
Wonderful.
Iru plus cha ilja.
Good.
Iru plus ma ilma.
Wonderful.
Iru plus
da.
Which one? Oh, iru plus da. Oh, iru plus da ilda.
Irda. Okay, this is clear, right? So, yeah. Ir plus any consonant. Full consonant with a vowel support will be ir consonant. Irka, irga, ircha, irja, irma, irda.
Okay.
Now, the another variation for this will be, not the variation, but another way, another letter itself is, now the ka here is half, ik, without vowel support. It's not ka here, it's ik. Ik, ig, icha, ij, im, id. Okay. Plus a ra, which is not ir, it is a ra here. Then I call it kra. Ikra kra. So first write ka and then put repa. Kra. Okay? Then can you say it for id plus ra now?
Which one?
Last one. Id plus ra.
Iru plus da idra.
No. Id. Id plus ra. See, im plus ra is mra.
Oh, you mean the right side, right?
Of course, I have been explaining only that now. Hello.
Yeah, so, you mean... You mean the one on the right, isn't it?
Yes.
After the imra, right?
Yeah, after imra. Im plus ra is imra.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you see the consonant im is without vowel support? Im plus a is ma, which is here, in the left side. But to the right, it is only im, not ma. And the repa is ra fully, not ir, unlike in the left-hand side. So, im plus ra is mra. So, similarly, try it for id plus ra.
Idra plus ra. Idra.
It's not idra. It's dra.
Bra.
Dra, dra. D-R-A. Dra.
Dra.
Yeah. And, but this should be written like, you put a da, an inverted V.
Okay.
This is dra.
Okay, dra.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Can you explain now? What is the difference to the left and right?
Means the left is the imra and the consonant, so means that we need to pronounce the first one, the imra first.
Why are you saying imra? It is here, right? Just explain me, what did you understand between the two? You take any of the example and explain me. You take the first one. I want to just know if you understood it or not.
If the imra plus the consonant ka, so we will be pronounced the consonant will be the will be like after the first one, the Imra, right?
It's not Imra. Imra is here. Forget it. You're done with that. I told you how to pronounce this letter. I've written it here. Can you read it?
Ira.
It's ir, not ira.
Ira.
Ir. I-R. Ir. Not I-R-A. If I have written it I-R-A, then you can read it ira.
Ir.
It's just ir.
Ir. So means if ir plus the consonant ka, so the ka will be the a little bit a little bit silent. The ir will be pronounced more on ir, will be ir ka, right?
You are not pronouncing left or more. You are just combining it together. Ir ka irka. See, first the first pronunciation of the letter will be ir here. Ir ka. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here ikra kra. So the ka will be pronounced first, not the repa.
Okay.
Now can you explain in the similar way that I explained you to you?
Means ir plus ka. The ka would be pronounced first.
No, repa would be pronounced first. Irka is what you are saying, right? Think how you write it. What comes first?
The lepa.
Which letter?
U.
Right? Here, you will be writing kra. Which comes first?
Ka.
That is the difference.
Okay.
So see if first repa comes or the rest of the consonants come first. Whichever comes first, that you will be pronouncing first. Simple. If we say ir plus ka, it is irka. Irka, irka. That's it. Ik plus ra, kra.
Okay.
Can you do the second one now?
Ir plus ga, irga.
Yeah, because the repa comes first here. So you have to pronounce ir first.
Yeah.
So the right side?
Ga.
It's not ga. Please see it properly. There is a tail.
Iga.
It's ig. That's it.
Iga.
Ig plus?
Ilka plus ra.
Yeah, so?
Will be kra.
Yes, because ig comes first.
Yeah, okay.
So whichever comes first, that letter has to be pronounced. But you have to see if it is a half or a with a vowel sound. Because here, in both the sides, it is only ig, ir. So irka, irga, gra. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. We've got some more samyukta letters that we would see a little later. Probably once you get hold to these primary thing. I would like to teach you some words for today. Say 5 or 6, 7 probably.
So I'll start with this. Okay. So yeah, Rosario, can you try to read the word?
Yes.
Can you do it again?
Yes. The first one is g plus r. Yes. Okay. Gru.
You're saying gru, is it?
Gru. Yes. Gru.
It's not gru.
No. It's gru. Gru. Like gru.
See here. I've written this. Ig plus what?
Plus the r. Next to u. Yes.
So.
Gru.
Wait.
Okay.
A, I, E, U, right?
U, R.
No, can you please wait? Listen to me.
Okay, yes.
What is this?
Which one? This is the... Which one? Oh, the
ch. See the screen.
Ch, yes. This is the g. The g.
G, right? G.
Yes.
So,
g
plus
r.
Is this u?
Plus u
will be
gu.
Right.
I see. Okay.
We are done with samyukta akshara now.
Guru.
I'm trying to teach some words to you all.
Okay.
So, see. Read properly.
Okay. Guru.
Guru who?
Who? Guru who? Yes.
Guru who? Who? Is guru one who teaches. A teacher is guru. Guru who? Okay.
Guru who? Okay. Guru who?
It means a teacher.
Teacher.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Seema, can you do the next one that I'm going to do?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you try to read this?
God.
Oh. That is fine, but you have to read the Sanskrit one specifically.
Mro.
Where are you reading?
The tree. Mr.
Do the second one. Okay. Only second one has to be done by you.
Okay. I spoke of the letter. Sorry.
You don't know how to pronounce it?
I didn't get it, sorry.
Monica, can you try?
Devaha.
Wonderful, Devaha.
For instance, in Guru, who, what, how does the meaning change from guru and guruhu and from deva and devaha?
Okay. So, there is something known as pratipatika. Okay. You know what a dhatu is? Dhatu is a root.
Okay.
Okay, for like verbal roots and noun based roots are there. So, Deva is a noun or Guru is a noun, but that is just a stem for you. But only when you say Guruhu Devaha, it represents a person specifically.
Okay. Like a proper.
For now, you might not understand it completely because we are yet to learn about the cases that comes in Sanskritam. Okay. There are different cases. Okay. So when we do that, you will be able to understand it.
Okay. Thank you.
So there is a base and there is a word. For now, you can understand it likewise.
Okay. We will
so the base will be Deva only.
Okay.
But Devaha makes sense. Deva doesn't. With Deva, you can play around to say if with Deva or in Deva or off Deva or by Deva and all that.
Okay.
Is that clear?
A little bit more, it's clearer, but...
Okay. It's like adding different prepositions. You are playing around with the word Deva.
Okay.
Not it Devaha.
Depends, like if it's male or female or that's
yes, matter. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get the idea, so don't worry. That's great. You can teach us later.
That's nice. Yeah, when we learn the grammar part, then I'm sure you'll be able to understand it in a better way. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Jessica, can you try the next one?
Naraha.
It's not Naraha, it's Naraha. Okay?
Naraha.
Naraha. And the meaning is man. Okay, Naraha means man. That's great, wonderful. John, can you try the next one?
Ka-tha.
Hello?
Yeah, ka-tha.
Ka-tha. The meaning of ka-tha is story. Okay?
Okay.
Seema.
Yes.
Can you try this? See, this letter is here. This letter is here.
Yes.
And this alone will have to be
Vanaya, Vanaya.
That is not ya.
Vana.
Go to the chart and see where is that. This letter. Yes. In front of the front of your screen, see where it is. It's here.
Ma.
Yeah.
Ma.
Not ma, yes. But half. So how do you pronounce? This is ma.
Vanam. Vanam.
That's great. Vanam. Vanam.
Vanam.
The forest.
Vanam.
Okay. Is that clear? So Guruhu,
yes, thank you.
Devaha, Naraha, Katha, Vanam. Guruhu means teacher, Devaha means God, Naraha, man, Katha, story, Vanam, the forest. All right. So now, try to write the letters that I say now. Nadi.
So these are all homeworks for you. The first letter to be written in Sanskritam is Nadi. Next one is Lata. I hope you remember the diacritical that I taught you. If not, you can get help from this screen. It is all like without the support of vowel. It's only ik, not kha here. Pure consonants, I mean. So, the second letter to be written is Lata. The third one is Janakaha. I'm just doing the visargam alone. So you have to figure it out. Janakaha. So the next would be Sagaraha. Sagaraha. And then Sevakaha. So these are all the homeworks to be done. I will also text it in English so that you can try it in Sanskrit. So first one is Nadi. Nadi. Second one is Lata. Third is Janakaha. Fourth one is Sagaraha. And the last one is Sevakaha. Okay, I'll send it in as a homework as well, so that. All right, then we will close the class for today. Any doubts?
I have one doubt. So the consonant ir, when you mix it with words and everything, you pronounce it like r, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between that r and the consonant r?
This is a consonant only, however.
But you have like the script for a consonant and the script for a vowel too, because you have like r, but I don't see the difference between the r vowel and the r consonant when it's pronounced.
Like, no, there is no vowel of r. Only in kr, kr, if it comes, if you say Krishna, that rkara is coming, right? Krishna.
Yes.
There it is ik plus r, kr. So it is with the support of vowel. It is not this repa that we are using.
Okay, but in the end it's pronounced the same.
It's kru, ru it is. It is not ra.
No, yes, I mean when we saw the vowels, you know, like a I, e u u r, r.
Yeah.
That r that's written differently as a vowel, I am confused as like the pronunciation. Is it pronounced in a word the same way that
Krishna is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is Krishna. Okay. The r here is coming from a vowel and not from the repa, which is also a consonant.
Yes.
So here, if I say Krishna, you think if it is ikka plus ra, if it is ikka plus ra, you would be pronouncing it like kra.
Okay.
You are not saying Krishna.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, it's...
So that's how you have to understand. Because the R sound is very visible that it is coming from vowel and not from the R.
Okay, so it depends on if the accompanying sound is an
exactly, you're correct.
Or an, okay, yeah, I got
even
it.
Even the Rushi, Rushi,
mm-hmm.
one who does meditation or the Yaga Yajna, Rushi, the Rukara is a vowel and not a consonant. Because if it were a consonant, you will be saying it Rashi.
Okay.
Which is this. But you are using only this here.
Okay. Because of the A sound.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Thank so you just try to analyze the sound. That is the purpose of teaching Samyukta Akshara. Because you will have to dissect every single word. Now, I told you to do Guruhu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how you should actually try it is, you see what are all the vowel and consonant. For example, Igg plus U is G.
Mm-hmm.
Irr plus U is R. Guru, Guruhu. So, you have Igg, U, Irr, U and a Visarga. So, that is how you should dissect a word and see what are all the pure consonants or a consonant. Pure consonant means it is without the support of a vowel. So, this will be a pure consonant while this will be just a consonant with the support of a vowel. Ik plus a is k. So, whenever you say k, it is ik plus a only.
Okay.
So, similarly, in words, if you learn that, your pronunciation will be better. Like, where Repa should be pronounced first, where the consonant should be pronounced first, that is the purpose of teaching this. So, whichever word you see first while you dissect, that will be pronounced first.
Okay, thank you. And last question. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. You can ask any number of questions. I'm here to make you understand it better.
Yeah, no, it's more simple, this question. It's about the application.
Okay.
I think I couldn't find it for iPhone, the one that you suggested.
Oh, yeah, my friend says it is not there for iPhone. She said she will find another supplementary one.
I saw there were others, but I don't know which one would be good. So
because I will have to see it personally. My iPhone is in another city, as I said. I'm in travel right now.
Okay.
Probably it will take a week for me to go back. Or I'll just get help from one who, because she doesn't know Sanskrit, otherwise I can ask her to see which one is better.
Okay, thank you. Well, don't worry, I can still Google things up. So.
Sure. Yeah, Sima, I've seen your text. I'll tell all of you which one would be better for iPhone, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Okay.
I'll just open it. Yeah, go ahead, please.
That's the Om Sarvesham, right?
Yeah. It's there in the screen in front of you.
Yeah. Okay. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Thank you so much, all of you. Have a great day or good night to whoever is going to sleep. Have a great time.